Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, Omaha police are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting that happened yesterday at the Sienna Francis House near 17th and Nicholas. A man stabbed two women outside of the facility and then ran into the homeless shelter where he took an employee and forced her into an office, took her hostage. Police then forced their way into the locked office, rescued the employee, but fatally shot the suspect.
So that's the sad deal, is that it, you know, a bunch of employees got hurt. This is a guy fighting with his, or trying to get to his girlfriend. So he had his girlfriend who was standing there, and he was standing there. She said he ran out of his meds, that he was on schizophrenia medication. You know, a lot of people staying in shelters have... You know, mental health issues, and we just, there's just no safety net in America for a lot of these people. So she said he had run out of his schizophrenia medication, so I think maybe he was being difficult at the shelter. Had laundry down there that they had been there for so long that they, like, threw it out. So that was the initial fight.
Okay.
He's mad about his laundry. He's fighting with employees down there. The thing, you know, people get stabbed. He gets shot. And his girlfriend standing at the shelter says she's pregnant with his baby.
God, what a mess.
It's the people that work at the Sienna Francis House and the Open Door Mission, I mean, what angels. I mean, the kind of work that they're doing, you know, with homeless populations. Yeah.
They have kinds of stuff that a lot of people don't have embedded in them. So that's a tragic deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
The planned execution for Nebraska death row inmate Kerry Dean Moore could be delayed. A pharmaceutical company has filed a lawsuit to prevent Nebraska from using the lethal injection drugs next week in what would be the state's first execution since 1997. So this was a lawsuit that was filed earlier this week. A judge will decide tomorrow whether to grant a temporary restraining order that would prevent Nebraska from using the drugs to execute Moore next week. It was supposed to happen on Tuesday, August 14th at 10 a.m. Now, it still may go ahead as planned unless the judge rules in favor of the pharmaceutical company.
How'd you like to be the family members of the victims?
I would be so upset.
Yeah. Well, they're just like, they're saying it's ghoulish. They don't want to celebrate it, but they want
closure.
They want closure. It's been 38 years. 38 years of pain and anxiety.
Well, and he hasn't put up a struggle.
No,
I mean,
he's ready.
He's ready. And I mean, that was the earlier story this week where his attorney wanted to be removed from the case because he's like, my client wants to go to the, you know,
go to his executed place,
and I can't, you know.
Remember, he killed a cab driver for $140.
And that's
ridiculous.
I know. Unbelievable.
You do that now in an Uber? Fine.
Yeah.
Big fine.
Speaking of Uber, the New York City Council has passed a bill and it puts a one-year moratorium on licenses given to drive-share companies like Uber and Lyft. So they spotted this legislation. It says, they're not trying to get rid of Uber and Lyft entirely, but they are trying to cap it out.
They're just trying to cap it out so the taxi people can have a little piece of the pie.
People in New York have been sympathetic because the headlines have been, a lot of these cab drivers have been like taking their own lives because it's a way of life. It's like the end of an industry. People pass those coins. You know, you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever.
For the medallions.
For a medallion to be able to drive a cab and
for
it's passed
lifetime.
On. Yeah.
The family tradition type deal.
And then I show up and just turn on the app. And I'm like, I do what you do too. It's just easier.
Yeah.
Without the medallion.
You know, these cab companies need to, I know they are doing that, but maybe incorporate that type of technology, I guess, to pick it for vehicles.
There are cab apps.
Yeah, I know there are. But
they
think
just, it's technology. It's an old world it's an old world industry that just couldn't keep up with the fast moving meteor. They're the dinosaur. And it, you got to admit, it's all these new sectors of service industry that are going around regulations because they're on a smartphone and we love everything on a smartphone. If it's an app, we're like,
we got it. We want it. I love it.
I got my side hustle on.
What's going on in New York will sort of be a test for other places. I mean, other places are kind of going to keep an eye on, well, does this work? Because there's been talk in other cities, even in Omaha, about, you know, whether or not to put any restrictions on these ride sharing apps.
Like, I'd like to know how many we have in this city. It seems like there's an awful lot of them, Lyft and Uber drivers.
Well, some people are complaining they can't find taxis.
Okay.
It's harder to find a taxi. Last time I was in Chicago, I always tell this to Molly, I can't ever see a cab.
I know.
I take Ubers in Chicago.
You know what? That's funny because I didn't see a whole lot
either. When you need one, you stand on the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's more competitive, and maybe we're not as alpha for hailing one.
Yeah. Right.
There's less cabs, so there's more competition, so you can't stand there on the corner sucking your thumb.
You know what I think they're doing is that they're hanging out at places where they know they can get fares, like airports, hotels, stuff like that. Maybe outside of. Just driving. I don't know.
Does the old market still have that queue up area for cabs?
Or I don't know.
Is that, I just take Uber.
Right. Because that's the other thing is that I wonder what that's done. Is it completely decimated the need to even step out and go into the cab line?
I'm sure Uber and Lyft haven't helped. The fact that Keith will pull up right in front of Havana Garage.
Hey, Gary. Right.
And the cabs used to say, now you got to go to the cab stand around the corner at blank and blank and it's first come, first serve.
Uber.
You're like, forget it.
And it's like, goodbye, dinosaur. I'll be waiting for Keith.
And finishing my drink.
You know, that's the beautiful selling point of Vift and, of Uber and Lyft. They show up too quickly.
Super freaky fast.
Freaky fast.
Fast. I am with you. And then they
text
you.
I mean, that is a beautiful service that you're like, okay, are we ready? Because I got the app. Are we ready? Have we cashed out? Because you guys, I'm hitting it.
Think about that. The convenience. No wonder.
You guys, Keith is here.
Keith is texting me. Keith is texting
Keith
me right
now. Keith is calling.
Hey, Keith. He's calling
you. He wants
you
to know where we're at. You're like, we're still settling the bill. It took longer for the waitress to get us the tab.
I mean, it's pretty awesome. It really is. I mean, they're more fast and reliable than our family or friends that would come and pick us up. You know what I mean? Just like, geez.
So five suspects accused of keeping 11 children at a New Mexico compound were allegedly training them to commit school shootings. Prosecutors are claiming that the man in charge of the compound was teaching the kids how to be aggressive school shooters. The compound 11 children were rescued from last Friday had a shooting range. Plenty of firearms.
Remember, and they were just illegally squatting on someone's land.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine those homeowners who are the landowners are the ones that found it?
Yeah. They're like, probably. I mean, they have so much land out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sign you own a lot of land.
Yeah, you rich.
New Mexico's pretty rural. That area, I could see it being like, I don't even.
You remember how I was saying earlier that this reminds me of something out of the movie Sicario? It's just even more. I mean, that's out of a creepy Hollywood movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Training kids to be terrorists.
Oh, and the kids were young.
The compound looked like it was made out of cardboard
and tires.
It kind of was. It was like tires.
Tire walls all around it.
Plastic tarping. I mean, it was really makeshifty.
It looks very, very hot.
Yeah, it didn't look. I mean, the photos that I saw, I mean, the law enforcement that showed up said that they don't even know what these kids were eating. I mean, they found like a couple potatoes, like half a bag of rice. I mean, these kids, they were, when they showed up, they were giving the little guys like snacks and stuff like that. And the kids were just
brainwashing them, you know, tearing them apart, building them back up.
Yeah, because there were women there too. So it was two men and three women. And the three women are believed to be the mothers of these children. And so the women are also in custody, I think, for probably child endangerment and going along with whatever. But yeah, they said absolutely brainwashed. I mean, talking to these women, talking to these children, they had the fear of this one dude who was the compound leader, who must have been the guy like training them. And it all came to light because of a kidnapping that happened in Georgia earlier this year. A 3-year-old Atlanta boy, officers had been looking for him And then they got a call from within the complex that they were starving and that they, and so that's how they finally got the warrant to move in. Cause they didn't, they had a feeling that the kids were there, but they didn't have any reasonable legal way to get in there. And then this call came, this anonymous tip from inside the compound, and they're like, let's move. And that's when they found all of these kids. So hopefully the kids are getting the help that they need. Speaking of children, back to school. You're going to see buses out on the roads today. I guess OPS is doing their little dry run, practicing their bus routes. About 118,000 OPS students are eligible for busing this year. So you might be seeing a fleet of school buses
Otto
out
Man.
There practicing.
Remember Otto from The Simpsons?
Hey, Bart, dude. I got to do a dry run today.
My future might be a bus driver.
Yeah?
I don't know. Well, I wouldn't hate it. I don't know.
I'm just curious. I mean, like,
not breaking rock.
I wonder if there's any rich, like, Westo families that, like, call an Uber. They call an Uber every day.
Oh, Uber kids.
You know, Uber school bus.
They
can you put a kid
that.
In an Uber? Yeah. What's the legalese on that? Well, no, but I mean, do you know that? I mean, is that legal?
I think there's a service. I'm not an Uber driver, but I don't know. But I thought there was some type of a Uber deal where you can.
Because recently, a friend of mine said that her daughter's babysitting age, and one of the families that she was going to babysit her for, they're like, yeah, you know, and then we'll just put her in an Uber and send her home. She's like, yeah, no, I'll just come get her then. Like, please don't put my 13-year-old daughter. In an Uber.
It's weird. I mean, I get it's probably understandable that the people that are uncomfortable with Ubers, because I'm so probably maybe too comfortable. You know, there are some people like that. Right. They're like, yeah, I know. It's probably a guy thing.
Yeah, I was going to say you're a grown man. I mean, but like imagine your 13-year-old daughter is going to come home at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Friday in an Uber, you know, because the parents are like, we're going to be too sideways to drive. And we took an Uber, so we'll just throw her in and send her.
I bet you a lot of parents do it.
I just wonder if that's
like have an Uber go pick up Gary from soccer practice. I mean, how often are parents fighting over that? Like, oh, by the way, you're getting the kids today, right? And the husband's like, no, I can't. I have a meeting. I mean, fights every day. Who's getting them from soccer practice? You think someone would go
Uber van?
Let's just call Uber so we don't fight.
Uber mom.
But can Uber do that? I just wonder if a minor in the back of the car. No, I'm just really curious because there's got to be some sort of restriction on something.
We'll just ask the audience because we don't know. 938-9400 if you guys have any idea on that.
I mean, the Uber driver doesn't know it until he shows up. You ordered it. You, the adult, ordered it on your app. It's already paid for.
Yeah, it's your profile.
It's just Keith showing up at soccer practice and a kid walking up and going, I'm Doug's son. You're driving me to the location. I don't know how many...
How often that happens, right?
I would assume whether it's legal or not, probably the driver just would drive you, right?
Get in, go.
I mean, that's what we'd do if Jeff was driving.
I mean,
hey guys, I run a real loose ship in terms of regulations. Welcome to Jeff Uber.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
Hello, what's your name? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. What's up? What can we do for you?
Okay, I just wanted to make a comment about the Uber and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up?
I've got a coworker that she has ordered Ubers for her daughters, and I think she's got a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old, and there's been times that the Uber has showed up to her house, and they see her adorable 9-year-old standing there, and the guy's just like, I'm sorry, I can't take you. And so my, just because of her age, mm-hmm. and my coworker has had to leave work and go pick her up and drive her to the pool or, you know, whatever she's doing. So I think it's kind of per driver, because there are some drivers that have taken her.
Right, they're not supposed to, or they're uncomfortable, but you're kind of rolling the dice. Because the driver doesn't know he's taking a kid until he shows up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because mom or dad ordered it.
Yeah, they should have a little comment box that says, by the way,
Here's the solution. Company policy, apparently. That was what I was reading about, is that under 18, they're supposed to be with an adult, even if an adult orders it. So I suppose there's no way to say, like, minor only.
Okay, all right. So,
yeah.
All right, you've tried then.
Yes, she's tried.
Her coworker
tried. Co-worker, yep. Tried and failed a couple times.
Well, maybe if she should get disguises for the kids, like, you know, just put on your older person disguise, a beard, maybe a wig, sunglasses,
yeah. mustache,
overcoat, so it just looks like a very short adult.
Like Halloween.
Yeah.
Give her a fake smartphone, just get in the back seat, and then just look down at the phone.
In a briefcase.
Oh, like adults do, you know, where we yep. act like a big snob.
Instructions, do not talk.
Mm-hmm.
Do not say a word.
That's how you know when you're in a cabbie who's moonlighting as an Uber driver when you're in their car, because they pull up and the radio's turned off.
They don't talk.
And they don't talk. An Uber or Lyft driver's like, how's it going? They're all excited. Like, what do you do? I've been doing this 2 weeks. I love it.
It does make the ride a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah, I want to chat. I like the chat.
Yeah.
I hate the dead super quiet. Like, you know,
it's uncomfortable. It's like being in the elevator. Well, no one talks, you know, it's just awkward and uncomfortable. All right. Hey, thanks for calling here. Appreciate your call. Have a good day.
Thank you. You guys are great. Listen to you every morning.
Oh, well, thank you. Go do a handstand for me. Okay.
Woo-hoo!
Go do something right. He can't do.
Okay.
He can't try.
I hate you. All right. Hello.
Cannot attempt.
Yeah. Hello. What's up?
Hey guys. It's Missy. I'm Chi's friend.
Hey, Missy, how are you?
I'll do a handstand for you guys later.
All right, do it. Please do.
Very fit. Missy's fitter than all three of us combined.
All right. What's up?
I still need to bring you guys in donuts, and then I'll make you do handstands after that.
Oh, believe me.
Delish.
I'll take the donuts over the handstand any day, but if I have to eat a donut.
So
okay.
I heard you guys talking about it, and I have to go out to California for, like, fitness conferences all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I struck up a conversation, like, getting picked up at LAX with an Uber driver who was, he said he was originally from Michigan. And so we were just kind of talking about the Midwest. And I just said, you know, what's the weirdest thing that you've had to encounter, like, driving Uber out in LA? And he said, I get calls all the time to basically take kids to school in the morning.
Yeah, see that's...
And I said, you've got to be kidding me. Because, I mean, my daughter's two, and I'm thinking, like, there's no way.
Right.
And he said, yeah, like you said, out in California, he said it's pretty much, like, the standard. Because he said most people, like, you're looking at maybe, like, a 45, 50-minute drive to go maybe 2 or 3 miles
yeah.
to drop your kids off at school. And so they just call Ubers. And I said, aren't they, like, concerned? And he said that, like, because there's such, you know, there's supposed to be such good background checks for Uber drivers. He said that his concern, like, that would make him hesitant as a parent would be sometimes they do, like, the Uber carpool.
Oh, yeah.
And so then it's like, it's one thing maybe if you know, okay, well, the driver's background check, they're taking my kid to school. But it's like, he's like, yeah, he's like, I see Uber carpools all the time.
Right.
And then a car of multiple passengers, and then your kid's getting in that car.
Do you wonder how much that costs?
Oh, that's weird.
I mean, that's the thing. If somebody could afford to do it. Yeah. And
you
how
pay
much
the
is
extra
that Uber?
Money to have your kid to have the car to itself, I would hope.
I would hope, but so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, Missy, rounds of shape too, you know.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? There was a lady running in my neighborhood with that shirt on the other day.
Oh, really?
And I appreciate
runs the shape.
It made me laugh.
Well, cause, so we had Chi. Chi works out at Missy's gym, which is what? Edge body.
Yeah.
And she said she hadn't done a handstand since she was pregnant because right. They did handstands when they were pregnant.
Yes.
I thought that was funny.
Well, I didn't make like only the pregnant people do handstands. We were doing wall walks and then we got a picture of it.
Wall walks.
I'll see if I can round up Chi.
That sounds awful.
And do an
awful.
Handstand with her, and we'll tag you guys in it.
I want to come to you. Listen to me. I'm
just
saying this now.
Quiet.
I'm not
going
to say that. Never mind.
Everything from here on forth is a lie.
All right. We'll just stick with that. I'll just be quiet. I just wanted to come to your gym and watch. Not that creepy at all.
You guys are all invited to come watch.
Okay.
Anytime.
All right, Missy.
Thank you, Missy, for calling,
dear. We appreciate
yep.
it.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, God.
All right.
She's invited us long ago. We just... I'm afraid of it.
Working out.
Super fit yes. gyms. So, obviously, we don't write the policy or anything for Lyft or Uber. It's not the fact of whether it's right or wrong, legal or illegal. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I would assume lots of parents, if they could afford it, are tempted to call an Uber to pick up little Jimmy or little Sarah in those little pinch points of like, get him from school, get him from the soccer game.
Yeah, when you got to do it multiple times.
Savvy Uber driver, I don't, what's the difference? I'm probably going to take that. I'm going to drive the kid.
Yes. I mean, that's what you hear sometimes from some of the parents. They're like, well, yeah, I got to run around. I got to go pick up little Jimmy at baseball. And then I got to roll around and grab so-and-so and then drop off this person and that person. God, it would take a lot of that out of it, wouldn't it?
Oh, I mean, it would be an absolute godsend. I mean, if you really were having to hustle to like make those pickups and drop-offs from work, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, Uber for kids right here.
Channel 94.1.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.
All right, Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
Academy Awards are trying to get more people to tune in, so they have added a new category. They're going to be handing out an honor in outstanding achievement in popular film. So they are starting to recognize the fact that while something may be nominated for an Oscar, it might not be well, popular or well received. This last year, I mean, the years that people tune in more are the years that the big blockbusters have been nominated. So I think they're trying to guarantee that by creating this separate category. It's like kind of like the popcorn Oscar.
And maybe speed it up. They got to speed up the Oscars, make it less heavy, like, you know, all the political movements. Maybe some people like that, but.
And so starting this upcoming Oscar, February 24th, the telecast will be trimmed to 3 hours. Not all the awards will appear live, and they're going to add this new category, that popular film category.
There's no way they're going to be able to roll that back, though. You know, think how many protests there's going to be at this year's Oscars.
Yes.
It'll be a disaster.
Every year it's going to be like this. This is their opportunity to jump on the stage and
use all the celebs stand up yelling at Trump.
Yeah. I need to have like the best body category and, you know, get that degenerate viewer like myself.
The party vote. And the Oscar for best body goes to.
Rigged. Carrie Underwood is coming to Nebraska. She announced her new tour dates as well as the fact that she's expecting baby number two. Kind of an interesting double announcement to say that you're expecting your second baby, but also like, I'm hitting the road.
Well, because she says the tour starts in May, and they were like, May of 2019. And people, she's like, if you're wondering why May, and the camera zooms out, she's got a baby.
I'm
going to have a baby.
So she will be at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln June 23rd.
Will be this year's NFL Sunday Night Football theme. Remember?
Yes, I love it. I like the song. This reminds me of football.
He's already got his hands up in the air like he don't care.
I'm so excited.
Such a good voice.
We all need to do whatever leg workout she does. Or is that just natural?
No, that stuff ain't natural. You can bounce quarters off that thing.
Off of her thighs?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, but.
Are you saying wow as in you're impressed or wow that you're horrified?
I'm impressed but horrified. It's a double thing. I'm impressed with her as I'm horrified that,
as a woman, don't you want legs like hers? I mean, come on.
Sure. I mean.
You know, it takes work to get those puppies.
Does she get along with Faith Hill? Because, remember, we love Carrie Underwood, but she's like a mini Faith Hill. Like,
yeah,
she came.
Yeah.
And it's like she took all of Faith Hill's gigs. Faith Hill was the, are you ready for some football? Mm-hmm. Like she did. She was the hot country chick.
Puts them legs.
And then now it's like everything Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they both had great legs.
There can only be one. Ariana Grande confirmed that she is indeed going to be jumping into the car with James Corden for Late Late Show's Carpool Karaoke. She actually injured herself doing it. She showed a picture of her on-set hand injury.
Oh, okay.
Did the car crash? How do you get hurt singing karaoke?
Right. I mean, I don't know if they just over-gestured or what the deal is, but she showed a picture of her injured hand, and she goes, and she labeled it, ha, 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 I'm an idiot, but I love my bandage. It looks sick. James Corden, I'll be okay one day. So she did. So she's doing carpool karaoke. No word on an air date. But what did come out, carpool karaoke had to shell out about $45,000 for a cancellation. And that was Kanye West. James Corden revealed in an interview with Kris Jenner, you know, the momager, that she was like, why don't you ever have Kanye on carpool karaoke? He's like, well, I have. He's canceled twice, maybe even three times. He's canceled once, and I was turning the corner to his house. I was in the car, and by the time the call finished, I was outside his house. And they were like, he's not
coming.
Hey,
everyone, listen to this, please. 2 days before I was in the hospital, I was on opioids. I was addicted to opioids. I had plastic surgery because I was trying to look good for y'all. I got liposuction because I didn't want y'all to call me fat like y'all called Rob at the wedding and made him fly home before me and Kim got married.
I would watch that episode of Carpool Karaoke.
Right, to see him. I would love to see Carpool James Corden singing his songs. He is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. So Jimmy Kimmel announced earlier this week.
I started taking two of them and then driving to work on the opioids, right? Then my boy, and there was talks amongst my camp, like Ye's popping pills, right? So when he handed to me this to me, he said, you know this is used to kill genius, right? So I didn't take it. 2 days later, I'm in the hospital.
Wow, Yeezy, are you still taking your genius-killing pills?
Wow.
I want to see.
I was taking two pills a day at that time.
Okay.
When I left the hospital, how many pills you think I was given?
Four.
Seven.
Okay.
Oh.
I went from taking two pills to taking seven.
Okay. That's a lot.
So the reason why I did not, why I dropped those tweets and everything, because I was drugged the f*** out, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm not drugged out. These pills that they want me to take three of a day, I take one a week, maybe two a week. Y'all had me scared of myself, of my vision. So I took some pills so I wouldn't go to hospital and prove everyone right.
Well, you sound real sharp. So just, I guess,
you got to figure it out.
Take the one
a week.
Genius killing pills.
Genius killing pills. Mm-hmm. What is that? I don't know. Genius killing pills.
They probably gave him like some mood stuff to, you know, try to even him out. Like I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye West probably has maybe bipolar disorder. That would not surprise me if one day he came out and said that he is chemically, that he needs something to balance himself out.
So he could be boring like the rest of us?
Yeah,
right.
I like him
so
the
that's
way
the
he
thing is that he's like, yeah, I mean, I could do that, but I'm going to be genius. That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Oh, yeah.
Channel 94.1.
Hello. What's going on? You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.